I'm absolutely delighted, yeah. And you know, I don't train the horses, so I shouldn't really take any of the credit. It's very easy for me to just come and pick up the trophy.
But that said, the tactics look to be spot on, and it seems as though Williams won it employing plan A, if I might put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, William is a brilliant jockey, and it was lovely having him back on it. And, you know, it was very much, we discussed it with Andrew, and luckily, the plan worked.
And I imagine, too, he was almost the forgotten horse of the race. It was all the talk, obviously, about the Mark Johnston pair and about Santiago. But, you know, you were a cup winner going into this race, weren't you?
Yeah, sure. And I think if he hadn't run a disappointing race in Dubai, it would have been a very different story before the race. I think, you know, for whatever reason, he's run two disappointing races in Dubai. And we've been able to put a line through them and concentrate on this. And I think the ground was a bit of a question mark because he's obviously better on better ground. But today, obviously, it wasn't, you know, it was good ground and good enough for him.
Jockey was well trained, wasn't he? Remind me where he started his life. Yeah, he's great. He's got a big smile. There's a real affection between the Balding family and the Buick family still, isn't there?
Yeah, lovely. It's lovely. And as Andy Whitehall, who led up the horse today, said when I was saddling, I haven't led William up for many years, but in the day it was a very regular occurrence. So it was lovely to do it today.
And I presume you'll have a bash of Stradivarius next to Ascot?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, the owners, Team Bala, it's lovely having them in the yard. They're international, big international owners. They very definitely want to be on the big stage. So Royal Ascot, fingers crossed he's all right tomorrow, and we'll be there.